Hi, good day everyone. This is Master Dan. We're gonna talk about how to simplify angina pectoris. Okay, so look at the screen. When you see here, so we're gonna learn about angina pectoris. So first, what is the main cause of angina pectoris? If you can see it here, the main cause is atherosclerosis. Ayan po. May nakasulat po. Atherosclerosis. That is the main cause. When we say atherosclerosis, how to determine or to know what is atherosclerosis? So, pag hindi natin ma-memorize yung definition, which is plaque deposit, all you need to remember is lalagyan mo lang ng letter F dito. Ayan. Pag nilagyan mo siya ng letter F, anong na-form niya? Fat. So, ang atherosclerosis pala guys, there is a fat deposit sa loob ng blood vessel. So, look at this. This is the normal blood vessel. Ito. Ito yung normal natin na blood vessel. With atherosclerosis, makikita nyo may taba. Ayan. There are fats accumulation sa loob ng blood vessel. So, ayan po. Kung makikita nyo may fat accumulation, what will happen? Magda-narrow or magwa-widen ang ating lumen? So, of course, it will narrow. Liliit ang lumen natin kasi na-accumulate yung mga fats. Anong dumadaan dyan? Blood. Because nag-narrow ang lumen, the blood supply goes down. So, nag-decrease ang blood supply na nakukuha natin sa ating heart. Anong dala-dala ng blood? It carries oxygen. So, what happens to the oxygen? It will also go down. Pag nag-decrease ang oxygen sa heart, we now call it ischemia. So, again, bakit may ischemia? So, ang silencer dyan, patofisyo, ibaliktad lang natin. Bakit may ischemia? Dahil nag-decrease ang oxygen supply. Bakit nag-decrease ang oxygen supply? Dahil nag-decrease ang blood supply. Bakit nag-decrease ang blood supply? Dahil meron na siyang narrowing of the lumen. Anong cause bakit nag-narrow ang lumen? There's already fat deposit, which we call it atherosclerosis. And the sakit is we call angina pectoris. So ito na. Pag may ischemia of the heart, we call that angina pectoris. Pag may infarction of the heart, we call that myocardial infarction. Pero, because of ischemia, the heart will continue to contract without using oxygen. The heart will continue to contract without using oxygen. And you call that compensation, your anaerobic metabolism. Ayan na, nandito na tayo kay anaerobic metabolism. Ano ang bad thing about anaerobic metabolism? Every time the heart performs anaerobic metabolism, every time it contracts without using oxygen, it will produce a byproduct, which is your lactic acid. Ayan, nagkaroon ng lactic acid formation. And we all know, lactic acid, may burning sensation, masakit, may stinging sensation. That is why, ang angina pectoris pala, dahil sa lactic acid, they will manifest chest pain. Kaya pala, nagkakaroon ng chest pain, ang angina pectoris. Question, I'll give you 3 to 5 seconds to answer. What is the cardinal sign of angina pectoris? You have 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you answer chest pain, mali po kayo. Ang cardinal sign po, hindi chest pain. Because ang tinatanong sa board exam is cardinal sign. Pag sinabi yung sign, ito yung objective data. Ito yung nakikita natin. Ito yung may data tayo. These are overt data. Nakikita. Sign yon. Ang chest pain, guys, hindi natin nakikita. Kaya ang cardinal sign, we call that Levine sign. Don't forget, ha? The chest pain is a symptom. Ang tinanong is cardinal sign. So, the cardinal sign is your Levine sign. Ano yung Levine sign? Magki-clinch yung kamay ni patient at ilalagay niya sa chest. So, nakikita ba natin to? Yes, that is why it is not a symptom, it is a sign. However, pag sinabi mong symptom, reported by the patient, these are covert data. These are subjective data. So, hindi po pwede si chest pain magiging cardinal sign. The cardinal sign ay Levine sign. Here comes the triggers of chest pain. Kailan magkakaroon ng chest pain? Just remember letter E. May apat na E. The first E, exertion. Ayan. If there is strenuous activity, nag-basketball, nag-volleyball, nag-boxing, those are exertion, it can lead to increased oxygen demand of the heart. Dahil nag-increase ang oxygen demand of the heart, magpo-perform siya ng anaerobic metabolism.
anaerobic metabolism. You have 3 seconds to answer. What's the byproduct of metabolic and anaerobic metabolism? What is the byproduct? 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. The answer is lactic acid. Ayan. Aside sa exertion, emotions. Excessive emotion can lead to angina. Aside from that, extreme temperature, sobrang mainit, sobrang malamig, it can cause angina pectoris, yung chest pain. And sa mga mahilig manginasal unlimited rice, eating large meals, they are prone to have chest pain. So in summary guys, tingin tayo dito, in summary, angina pectoris, pato fisyo, everybody, sabay kayo sa akin. Angina pectoris, what is the main cause? Try your best. Atherosclerosis. Ayun na, una. Atherosclerosis is what? Fat deposit. Dahil sa fat deposit na to, nag-narrow ang lumen. Dahil nag-narrow ang lumen, magdi-decrease ang blood supply, magdi-decrease ang oxygen, kaya nagkaroon siya ng ischemia. What is the compensation dito? Mag-anaerobic metabolism. It will produce byproduct na lactic acid. Dahil sa lactic acid na yan, it will lead to chest pain. Cardinal sign, Levine sign. What are the triggers para lumabas ang chest pain? Una, exertion. Pangalawa, emotions. Pangatlo, extreme temperature. And pang-apat, eating large meals. So this is Master Dan. Thank you for watching the video. Wait for the part 2 kasi magdi-discuss tayo ng different types of angina pectoris. And then later on, magdi-discuss tayo sa different management of angina pectoris. So please repost or follow for more videos. Thank you so much. Bye everyone!